This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Pennsylvania woman calls 911 telling the dispatcher an emaciated boy in nothing but underwear is asking for food and hasn't stopped eating since she let him in. Cops determined the boy, who just weighs 55 pounds, is actually 15. He says his mom and stepfather withhold food and water as punishment, as well as taking away his and his twin brother's clothes, forcing them to stand outside in freezing temperature. Cops find the twin boy in worse condition, 2 pounds lighter than his brother, in Joshua and Tracy Deschamps' home.
Nancy, the 15-year-old twins should have weighed about 143 pounds each. Police believe the boys had only gained about 10 pounds each over the last 8 years. Officers found that the twins slept on the floor with one blanket to share and were also subjected to physical abuse like tackling and hitting. When the boy escaped from his home in just his underwear, temperatures were in the single digits and there was snow on the ground.
Joshua Deschamps, 36, Tracy Deschamps, 42, now facing a long list of charges, including endangering welfare of children. North Carolina Family Dollar employee Deja Pierce sees a customer head toward the door without paying. Pierce tries to stop her from leaving, but Lakina Stanley fights for her stolen item, slaps Pierce with a $6 pack of toilet paper, and yanks Pierce away from the door by her hair. Cops find Stanley still in the area with her TP. Lakina Stanley, now charged with assault and attempted larceny, a TP theft. Wow. I hope that's worth doing hard jail time for. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A New York City man has been convicted of murdering his partner's 10-year-old son in what prosecutors call a prolonged and brutal case of child abuse. After a weeks-long trial in Manhattan, a jury has found Ryan Cato guilty of second-degree murder in the 2021 death of Aiden Wolf. Prosecutors say Cato had tortured the child for months before delivering the fatal beating inside a Harlem apartment. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg called the crime utterly depraved, citing extensive internal and external injuries no child should endure. Cato's defense attorney, Jessica Harani, says her client is disappointed and plans to appeal, arguing the verdict does not deliver justice. Police say it was Cato himself who called 911 on March 6, 2021. Officers arrived to find young Aiden unconscious in the living room, his body covered in bruises, some old, some fresh. He was rushed to Harlem Hospital, where he died. The medical examiner ruled his death, quote, fatal child abuse syndrome. Cato now faces sentencing, where he could spend decades behind bars. In Wisconsin, a former hotel security guard has pleaded guilty in connection with the death of a man who was restrained at a downtown hotel. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the incident has drawn comparisons to the 2020 murder of George Floyd.
Brandon Turner, a former security guard at Milwaukee's Hyatt Regency Hotel, has pleaded guilty to felony murder and the death of Devontae Mitchell. The incident occurred on June 30, 2024, when the 43-year-old Mitchell entered the hotel's lobby and was involved in a confrontation that led to his restraint by Turner and three other hotel employees. According to court documents, Mitchell ran into the lobby and entered the women's restroom, where he allegedly attempted to confine two women. Turner and a hotel guest engaged in a struggle with Mitchell, eventually moving him to the hotel's driveway. There, Turner, along with security guard Todd Erickson, bellhop Herbert Williamson, and front desk worker Devin Johnson Carson, restrained Mitchell face down for approximately 8 to 9 minutes. By the time emergency responders arrived, Mitchell was unresponsive. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office reported that Mitchell, who was black, suffered from heart disease and had cocaine and methamphetamine in his system. The cause of death was determined to be asphyxia due to restraint, and the manner of death was ruled a homicide. Attorneys for Mitchell's family have drawn parallels between this incident and the 2020 murder of George Floyd, citing the prolonged restraint in Mitchell's pleas during the encounter. As part of a plea agreement, Turner may receive probation in exchange for testifying against his co-defendants.
Turner's sentencing is scheduled for September 3rd.
Thanks, John. Sherry Moody lives alone in Shreveport, raising three little boys. She tucks all three into bed, tells them she loves them as usual next morning. Sherry's nowhere to be found. When Sherry's mom gets a call from the boys on Sherry's cell phone, she rushes to their home. Sherry's purse and belongings undisturbed, car in driveway. Investigators think Sherry left on foot, but family members can't say where she may have gone. Family members know she would never leave her children. 5'1", 100 pounds, strawberry blonde hair, green eyes, mole near the tip of her nose. Last seen, pink tank top, black tights, black and white flip-flops. If you have info on Sherry Moody, please call Shreveport, Louisiana PD, 318-673-6955. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.